We're talking with John Fort. John is with the All-American Beef Battalion. John, where are you located out of?
Garden City, Kansas.
Okay, John, glad you're here today at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Tell me about the efforts of the Beef Battalion. You've got quite a history.
Yes, you know. Yes. The history of the All-American Beef Battalion, it was founded by Bill Grody, who is a former Marine. He came home from Vietnam with two Purple Hearts. The second one, he lost a leg. And in 2007... He works for Superior Livestock, and he's pretty much a road warrior, but he got really tired of the negative political rhetoric that he was hearing about our young men and women. And he just said, we're not going to treat them the way I was treated when I came home. And so he came up with the All-American Beef Battalion, and he visited with several of his good friends, and we put together a board, which is the All-American Beef Battalion, which is 100% nonprofit and 100% volunteer. And he said, we're going to serve these young men and women and their families a good steak. You know, what better? And so he came up with the ribeye idea. It's basically a 16-ounce ribeye and all the sides. And we got our first event, which was April 26th of 2008 schedule. And we got a call. I got a call because Bill Harmon and I both cooked a lot. We had some good equipment that we could go. And he said, well, we want to go to Olathe, Kansas, and feed 450 of our young men and women that are being deployed to Iraq. And I'm going, we're in. So that was our first one. And subsequent to that, we've now been in 28 states, Gulfport, Mississippi, Camp Pendleton. We fed 4,000 Marines there, Fort Lewis, Washington State, and Washington, D.C., Walter Reed, and Pennsylvania Avenue. So 28 states, and we will finish up this year, a little over 425,000 that we fed. Yeah, and it's been quite a ride. We lost Mr. Brody in January of this year to COVID, and so we're without that leader. I'm senior vice chair, so I guess I'm next in line, but hopefully nothing will happen to me. But anyhow, no, we're still going, and it's you can't do it without the support of all, well, the money is something that we have to have, but these young men and women, they just touch their hearts. And basically our whole mission is active wounded warriors, family members, and their children. And we have done some veteran events. Some of those are pretty emotional because we actually got to say thank you to a lot of our Vietnam veterans that nobody ever said that to. So it's words can't explain how much gratitude and how much these young men and women and their families appreciate it. But it also, when we're there saying thank you to, you know, for your service and thank you, thank you, thank you, they're also turning around and they're saying thank you. And I said, no, this is about you guys. You guys serve us 365, 24/7. We can give you a weekend.
So, you know, you're talking about, about the 10th year that you've been at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for this special fundraiser.
Yes, and this is wonderful. The Oklahoma Stockyards, and I'm not just picking on anybody, but the Midwest, the Central U.S., they just are huge supporters of our veterans and our servicemen, active men and women, and we're very, very blessed to have this rollover auction that they put together, and I was here in 2019, the last time I was here, and they raise good money. We've got I think it's a steer or a calf, anyhow, that was donated, and then they do a rollover auction, so the first guy buys it and donates it back. Anyhow, we do that about 15 times, and the generosity is beyond belief. You know, the cattle industry is a huge supporter, and of course, we're kind of promoting one of their products too, so we have a steak, and you'd be surprised at how many of these young men and women, they don't know what a good steak is. They've never had one, but they've had hamburgers and they've had but not a good steak. So we're very, very fortunate.
This is all about, you said you obviously got to have the money to make this thing work, but truly it comes from the grassroots. You just raise it really almost a dollar at a time.
Yeah. It is absolutely a dollar. And there's times that we'll have a charitable donation, and it'll come with a note that comes into our beef battalion, and it's It's an elderly lady that her husband was in World War II, and she said, anybody that'll serve a stake, I want to help support. And that's pretty heart-wrenching. But this group's been great, and it's one of our major fundraisers. And this year, we actually had the opportunity to kind of do a teaser. Instead of them just saying, here's where the money goes, we actually get to show them. So they're going to get it the same meal that we serve all around the country.
And so, looking ahead, 2022 and beyond, you're not stopping, right?
No. No. Because of COVID, we did slow down, but we didn't stop. And this last 3 months, virtually every weekend we've been somewhere. So it's starting to—the country's starting to open back up, and the bases, and certainly our young men and women and their families still deserve everything, and they're very appreciative. That's the thing that's so unique, in that we're sitting there, like I said, saying thank you, and those guys are just, every one of them, thank you, sir, thank you. No, thank you. You know, that's what we're trying to do. And it darn sure opened your heart up, I can promise you that.
Where would somebody go to find out more about the All-American Beef Battalion?
We've got a couple of websites. You can actually look at YouTube. We've got some pretty good videos Superior Livestock put together, and you can go to All-American Beef Battalion YouTube and see some of those. But also our website is steaksfortroops.com. That's a great place, and you can actually do a charitable donation on that, or you can send there's a mail institution, or like these guys, they raise the money and send it to us, and we send them and it is a charitable contribution, so you get to write that off. So it's always needed.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Alrighty. Appreciate it.
All righty.